The Palestinians in the besieged Gaza Strip hold a funeral for a resistance fighter who was killed in an Israeli drone strike. Palestinian mourners carried the body of Mazen al-Jarba, who was killed overnight. The funeral ceremony was held in the Al-Burej refugee camp in the central Gaza Strip. At least 7 Palestinians were killed in Israeli attacks over the past 24 hours. Earlier, the spokesman for the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas blamed Tel Aviv for what he called a grave escalation of violence and vowed to retaliate. Alberto Garcia Watson is a political analyst with us live from Beirut. Thank you very much for being with us, Mr. Watson. Hamas is saying that this is a grave escalation of violence and it's going to retaliate. Do you see the situation as dangerous as leading, as some say, even to a third intifada?
Yeah, absolutely. The situation at this point in Gaza is a very critical situation. As a matter of fact, you were talking about one person killed in the Al-Burej refugee camp in central Gaza. Actually, there are 2 that were killed in the last 24 hours, and there are 6 martyrs that were killed yesterday also in the southern city of Rafah. Just a few minutes ago, the Jabalia refugee camp in the northern Gaza Strip has been again raided, and a 4-year-old girl has been wounded. They're not just targeting positions of the al-Mukawama or the resistance, they're targeting basically heavily dense populated areas in the Gaza Strip. Let's not forget that the Gaza Strip is the most populated area in the whole planet, and it's got over 1,500,000 people living in it. But as I'm saying, refugee camps and the big cities have been actually the target of this bombings. And as I said, 6 people were killed in Rafah and 2 in the Al-Burej refugee camp. The situation at this point, well, basically, is calling for a third intifada. It's not just in Gaza. We see also in the West Bank. I mean, 2 workers were yesterday driven deliberately. They were driven over by a truck, by a settler, a Jewish settler. We hear about another kid that at this point, just a few minutes ago, I was told that has been kidnapped and hundreds of people are actually looking for him. Other children have been in an attempt of kidnapping them, some of them wounded. I mean, the situation at this point calls really for a third intifada. And Hamas at this point, I will say, is a little slow to react to this situation. We will see that Islamic Jihad is already calling for maximum alert of its fighters to be ready for war. And I know from other Palestinian factions that are also participating, rockets have been launched from the Gaza Strip, basically are reaching areas like in the Negev Desert and areas that are not populated. And other attempts, it seems like one person yesterday was wounded, slightly wounded. But as I'm saying, the situation, especially in the Gaza Strip, is critical today. In the second day in a row, the Israeli authorities have restricted the entry of goods. I mean, it's all restricted in the Gaza Strip. They have no fuel, they have no medicines, and now no goods. And then the raids that are happening, like it's been happening all over the past 24 hours, the whole night non-stop has been bombings. The people are in maximum alert. Situation is critical, extremely critical. Yeah. And I'm expecting any moment that the third intifada will be called for.
Yeah, Ms. Watson, just quickly before we run out of time, why would you think that Israel would be interested in provoking that, an intifada or a war-like situation in the Gaza Strip or in the West Bank?
But in all the territories, in all the Palestinian territories, it's actually not just in Gaza. Gaza is the easy target. But I would say that from the first moment that the government of unity was created, Israel has shown his anger against it. John Kerry supposedly got the confirmation by Mahmoud Abbas that no members of Hamas were going to participate in that government, when actually just the day before there were 5 ministers of Hamas sworn into that government. So actually, the purpose, the aim of Israel at this point is to destroy the authority of Hamas had. Even I will say that I've heard that some sources that Abbas has spoken about probably ending this unity government with Hamas because of the accusations of Hamas being behind the kidnapping and the killing of these three illegal Jewish settlers a few days ago. What I see at this point is the main aim of the authorities of Israel is to finish Hamas, and Hamas' stronghold is definitely Gaza. So they're going to go for all the leaders that Hamas has got in the West Bank, and definitely for those that are operating in Gaza.
Thank you very much for your thoughts. Alberto Garcia-Watson, political analyst with us there live from Beirut.